At this time, I need to inform all participants that today's call is being recorded. If anybody has any objections to this, you would disconnect at this time. Thank you. You may now continue.
Hello, this is Brian Cute. This is the August 2nd call of the Accountability and Transparency Review Team. Alice, would you mind going through the attendees, please, list?
Sure. So on the call, we have Brian Cute, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Justice Payne, Corey Schruss, Eric Iliarte, Fabio Colasanti, Ben Guo, James Adel, Jerry Sterling, Louis Lee, Manel Ismail, Olivier Muron, Olive Nordling, Peter Dangit-Rush, Willie Curry.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody on the call on the review team who does not have a copy of the draft agenda?
I don't.
I don't.
Alice, it was circulated as part of the meeting maker, correct?
Yes, it was in the meeting, actually, yeah. And it was posted online.
Could you shoot that to Peter and to Fabio right away?
Or just tell me which email it came with. I didn't see it.
It's in the reminder email as well. There's a link to it.
Yeah, there'll be room as well on the left-hand side.
Mm. Yeah. In note.
Okay. I have it.
You have it, Fabio? Peter?
Yeah. I found it in the reminder.
Okay, then. Let me ask, are there any suggested changes, additions, or otherwise to the draft agenda? Hearing none, we will move forward with the draft with the agenda as proposed and begin with item number two, which is an update on the budget and the Berkman contract. The update on the budget is that the budget, proposed budget for the ATRT was approved by the board. Thank you to Peter for communicating that and shepherding that process. With that budgetary approval, we are hopefully minutes away from finalizing the Berkman contract. I've been in touch in the past week with both Amy Stathos and Diane Lopez from Harvard. And to give you some background, there actually were some terms and conditions of the contract that needed to be negotiated between the parties, primarily because we had provided Berkman with an independent consulting agreement, and Harvard, being a university, usually conducts academic research projects. So they don't typically, either the Berkman Center, Harvard, or their professors, enter into traditional consulting agreements. So, in fact, there were a number of provisions that needed to be negotiated between the parties. I've been in touch with Erskasser as well throughout last week, and we literally have gotten it down to the one final point this afternoon. I'm hopeful to hear by the end of the call that it's finalized and the contract itself will be executed. That being said, we also had Rob Ferris. And is Rob Ferris on the call?
Yes, I'm on my cell phone, so I'm muting.
Okay, Rob Ferris and Caroline Nolan. Is Caroline on as well?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello, Caroline. Welcome to the call.
Thank you so much for having
me. You're welcome. Both Caroline and Rob are here as representatives of Berkman to listen in and certainly open to participate during the call. And I spoke with Erskasser this morning, who's in Japan. I think we'll make this a routine thing that for all of our calls, there'll be Berkman rep or representatives on the call with us. And with that being said, are there any questions about the budget or the contract? Okay, I will inform the team as soon as we have finalization of the contract, and we'll move forward to the next item on the agenda. And the next item on the agenda is the working group reports. So I observed that there was some communication back and forth on the list. What I'd like to do right now is ask the heads of the respective working teams to report in on what you've been able to accomplish since the last call in terms of organizing your work and the next steps in your work, and let's have a full team discussion on how we can organize the working team's work alongside Berkman, who will now be beginning in full force. So the first team one, which is board performance, et cetera, the leader was Olivier. Olivier, if you could report into the team what you've done since the last call and what you see going forward as the next steps for this working team.
Okay, so the members of the working group are Willy, Fabio, Chris, Mr. Tong, and you, Ryan, I understand. So what I've done, so I was away from connectivity for a few days, so I just got a mail last week, and I tried to define, to have a better definition of the scope, first of all. The scope, as we defined it in Brussels, was board performance, including governance, selection composition of the board, accessibility, decision-making, and dispute resolution. And we decided at the last conf call that the dispute resolution should be handled within Working Group 4. So my proposition in my mail to the working group was to add a new subtopic that was communication with the community, as really a lot of questions, topics raised in the discussion with the community, for example in Brussels, were concerning the communication of the board with the community. For example, the communication, the explanation of the decision or things like that. So I suggested to the group to add it as a subtopic in this working group. And the next step is to analyze all the inputs we receive and try to sort them and class them according to the subtopics. So I think the only reaction I got was from Fabio, who made the proposal that is already made in Brussels about how the board should process. Maybe Fabio, you can explain again shortly your proposal.
Well, Fabio here, nothing particular, but essentially my purpose was to say that we should be starting putting something on paper. We should be starting putting forward ideas for the recommendations and testing them within the working group and with the rest of the group as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. But to do that, we have to analyze and sort all the input we've got from Anna. And then the work, for example, for Fiona that we just got was very, very, very useful, I think.
So let me ask a question, Olivier, and I think this applies to all the working groups. And Fabio, I read your email. I think one thing that we could concentrate on short-term, all the working groups and the entire team, is what should we be delivering to Beijing, each of the working groups? We have... Is it, I think, 4 weeks until we're in Beijing together, or almost, yeah, just a little more than 4 weeks. What structured deliverable? Fabio, you suggested we should begin the formation of possible recommendations based on the input from the community and the analysis that each of the working groups is doing. Is this something that we should put into a deliverable for Beijing, perhaps? Is it too soon to be developing potential recommendations here? Also noting that we have Berkman's work in parallel that's going to be feeding into our work group work as well. What would your thoughts be?
Olivier speaking. The problem is that from the comments we got from the community, sometimes they are not really recommendations. They are just comments about something that are going wrong or not so well. And so we have to translate them into recommendation, and that's not always very easy, I think. But anyway, the first thing we have to do is to analyze all the information we got, and there are plenty of it from the Brussels meeting and from the request for comments. And that maybe we can have some analysis done by the next conf call, I think. That would be a goal we could have.
Fabio here.
Okay. Yes, Bob.
I think that the working group, and this is something that we had already discussed, should have essentially, first of all, should have the goal of making sure that all the members of the working group have read and commented the inputs that we have received. So ideally, I'd like to see some emails over the next few days where we comment about some particularly interesting parts of the inputs that we have received, which change opinions, what do certain comments mean. As Olivier was saying, people usually complain about something that has happened, but it's up to somebody else to find a way of addressing the issue. So what could recommendation could be put forward? This is what we should be doing between now and Beijing. We should be making sure that we all arrive in Beijing having read, understood, and commented the inputs as much as we can. But then, in Beijing, we should already be starting discussing, at least among ourselves, possible recommendations or what we think we ought to do with the inputs that we have received. Because after that, we will have another relatively short period to arrive at the almost finished product. That's why I would like us to come to Beijing with some ideas already. Those who have them already to put them on the table, some draft recommendations.
Thank you, Fabio.
Yes,
Olivier.
Olivier, I agree with that call.
I think that's a sensible approach. And with respect to the comments, as you noted, thanks very much to Fiona for putting together the index of the comments and the snippets of those comments to give us a flavor as to what they related to, which working group they related to. That's enormously helpful. So, and also, ICANN staff is going to prepare, as it does in the normal course, summary of the comments. I think it's incumbent on each working team. Each review team member should read all of the comments. Number one, but then, as Fabio suggests, each working group team, with specific focus on the comments that relate to their area of work, have read and commented on each of them. And brought perhaps the beginnings of potential recommendations into Beijing. We could make that an objective for our next call as well, because we've got 2 weeks' time, and I think I'd like to ask each of the working group teams to bring that into next week's call, a full report on the comments that have been received that are specific to your area of work, and identification of areas that could be turned into or translated into recommendations.
Brian, Peter here. Can I just make a comment? I agree with most of what's been said. I certainly agree with Fabio that we need to have, starting to write down materials. I just wonder whether starting with, recommendations is a pretty high-level goal. If we get there, fine. But what's more important, I think, is that by Beijing, there's a written statement from each team which sets out quite clearly what that team's specification for its work is, which would need to outline what it thinks the area is a problem and what the issues are, has a clear description of the sources of information that it has received, would specify what further information, and I think we've got to make sure we use the staff channels. A lot of material has been made available by Denise. We've got Olaf here. If there's more staff information required, we should be asking for that. And so a specification, I think, is probably more important that frames the work, frames the information, and targets the issues. And included in that could be any information that Berkman, that might be helpful for Berkman. If there's something that's emerging that within the confines of the contract that the Berkman work could do to assist each team, that could be highlighted. And I think if we did that by Beijing, that would be the platform. If we could also get to recommendations, I think that would be great, but I think the thought of starting with recommendations sort of worries me a little, but I think we need to see that sort of platform's laid carefully first. Thanks.
I agree completely with all those thoughts. It's not, let's start with recommendations. It's a recognition that it's early in the process, but identification of issues or areas that could be turned into recommendations is certainly something that we should do, along with the other suggestions you made. So what I'll do is, after the call here, pull together what we just laid out in terms of deliverables for Beijing. And for the week, the call 2 weeks from now, I think each working group team should endeavor to accomplish as much as they can and report that in next week. Again, we'll have Berkman representatives on the call next week, and that'll be an opportunity for intersection, as you suggest, Peter, of the work of the working teams and the work of Berkman.
Next week, Brian? I thought we were on fortnightly calls.
Excuse me. 2 weeks from now, Cheryl. I misspoke. So, Olivier, any other final thoughts on your working group at this point?
The question about to have two people in charge of being contact point for the working group, as Manuel mentioned, and I'm the only one for the moment.
So you need a co-chair, a deputy, or someone to volunteer from within your team?
A co-chair, yeah.
It's a sensible suggestion. Is that something you could manage within your own team?
For me?
Is that something you could manage the selection of within your own working group?
Fabio, maybe.
No, I was going to say that I would normally gladly volunteer, but between the 12th and the 27th, I will have occasional access to Internet, so I will not. Sometimes I will not be able to answer for a day or two.
Okay.
Brian, it's Chris. I may be able to do it, but I'd prefer to do it in the working groups, that I've actually got all the stuff in front of me and work out which working groups are going to take up which time. But I'd certainly be able to sort it out with Olivier relatively quickly, I would have thought.
Okay, I'll leave that to the two of you then. Okay. Thank you, Olivier. Let's move to Team 2, which is the GAC role, including interactions with the board and community, et cetera. Willie, I believe that you are the head of this working team. Could you give us an update and a report on where Team 2 is?
Hi, everyone. Manuel and I have worked on a number of pointers that Manuel put up to think about. The one was to try and agree on our scope of work, find a second prime contact, and then develop a work plan. And just in terms of the discussion we just had about recommendations, the AOC gives us two clear tasks. The first is to assess the role and effectiveness of the GAC and its interaction with the board, and then to make recommendations for improvement. So I think we can't really go to recommendations until we have done that assessment. And I would then take Peter's point that we should hold off on recommendations until we've done that assessment. So that, I think, is also dependent on a number of things. It's clear that there's quite a bit of work going on in the GAC board joint working group, which we'd want to look into more. And I think in terms of the Berkman case study on the .xxx decision, that will give us some sense about the meaning of advice in a concrete decision-making process. So in a sense, we can't really complete the assessment until we have the Berkman report on that case study particularly and anything else they might identify. So essentially what I'm saying, I don't think we'll get to draft recommendations until October, mid-October. And then just in terms of a basic working plan, the first item there is to analyze the input, as Olivia was mentioning. And then once we've done the basic analysis from the public comment, we would need to then probe more deeply and identify what further information we'd want to gather and in order to make the assessment, and then integrate the Berkman work into that, and then draft the assessment, make the draft recommendations based on that assessment, and then we'd be into the consultative phase. So that's essentially the direction we seem to be heading at the moment.
Very good. Any other? So you don't see, in terms of recommendations later into the process of October, between now and Beijing, putting aside Berkman's work on .XXX, do you see areas of focus and analysis that can be done on team number two into Beijing?
Yeah. I think we can certainly look at the public comments responses and the input we had in the Brussels meeting, as well as look more into what the work of the GAC board joint working group has been doing. And that should give us a basic sense of what deeper questions we need to go into.
Very good. Okay, thank you, Willie. Team number three, I believe that was Cheryl.
Thank you, Brian. Just to refresh everyone's memory, and for the record, the topic for work group number three is the community stakeholder engagement, including the effectiveness and quality of ICANN support for PDP processes. Members of this working group, in addition to myself, are Louis, Warren, Olivier and Eric. And we did post our very early draft of our work plan to the last meeting and have done a little bit more refinement on that between the last meeting and this. Action items for us to raise at today's meeting for wider review team discussion and consideration from that refinement is something that we're delighted to see with Berkman contract about to be finalised. Some of those questions really could only have been answered when we had Berkman engaged. One of those is seeing as some of the case studies and work Berkman will be doing will have a strong overlap with our work. Is it the view of the review team that there should be a particular liaison point or mechanism for interaction between what Berkman is doing and what some of the work teams are doing, but quite particularly our own in work group number three? So I'd like to have us consider that, if not today, in the not too distant future, and it would be good to hear from Berkman what would suit them best for that particular process. And the other one, which I think is most important, is our own transparency and accountability, well, more particularly the transparency, I suppose, of what we as work teams or work groups are doing. And one of the proposals that from our work plan discussion that we've been thinking of is that we really ought to have each of our work groups should have a place publicly accessible, at least linked off the main ATRT site and the Affirmation of Commitments review team sites, so that the work we do and the discussions we have are transparent to the community. Taking up on the suggestion from the Adobe room today, I think it's quite appropriate that work group number three should we decide to, and I think we should recommend a reaction and response via email to those people who've taken the time to put something into the public comments. I think it's highly appropriate that based on what Fiona's review of public comments has given us, including the template, that we reply to those people and thank them for that with the summary that we have there in that template. Building on that template, we now, and thank you very much, should be recognised, I think, for all of the work teams, but particularly for work group number three, for what Fiona has put together for us. Building on that template, we can now go through and also add material from the face-to-face interactions in Brussels in a similar format. The other thing that I think would be worthwhile us considering right now is exactly how much are we planning to do in work group form in our face-to-face meeting in agenda planning for Beijing. I think it's certainly an opportunity that the members of work group number 3 would appreciate if we could have a couple of hours sectored off somewhere in that time where we could focus on and refine some of the data analysis that we have to do during that Beijing meeting. So I think that's about it as a brief review from us.
Thank you, Cheryl. That actually sounds like a sensible suggestion, too, in terms of working groups breaking off in Beijing and getting some work done. So let's make sure we pick that up when we talk about the structure of the Beijing meeting, which we'll take up toward the end of the agenda.
Peter here, can I respond to some of Cheryl's team's very good comments? I agree completely that we need to look at the formality of the relationship and getting the work done with Berkman. My suggestion is that that be done through the chair and with staff. I think it's not fair to Berkman to have them responsible to 5 different bosses, effectively, you know, each of the teams and then the team as a whole. My suggestion would be that be formalized through the chair. I don't want to be sort of too artificial about it. But I think from Berkman's perspective, they need to sort of hear one voice as to what's required.
Thank you, Peter. And I think in a moment we're going to have a conversation about Berkman's work. We need to have a clear understanding of what the expectations are for the midterm report, given the fact that Berkman's work is starting at a later date. We have to understand what we as a team expect from the midterm report and to what extent their work can, in fact, feed into the work of the working groups at this point in time. So that's teed up for discussion as soon as we hear from Working Group 4.
Can I move to Cheryl's next point, which, again, I think was a very good one.
Sure.
About our own transparency, and agree completely with her that we should have each of the teams should have a small site somewhere where it's, you know, members are listed and as reports are ready, they should be put up on that. I don't think there's any difficulty with that, is there, from a... That's probably a question for Olaf and Alice in terms of structuring the website so that each of those teams and their mandates can be sort of published. I guess I'm waiting to hear from Olaf or Alice as to whether there's any technical...
Well, it doesn't sound like that would create any big problem, so does it, Alice?
Sorry, could you just repeat that, Olaf? I didn't hear. There was some background noise happening at the time.
No, I don't think that would create any particular problems, and I toss it further to Alice, who is more hands-on on the website.
Thank you. Brian, could we suggest then that each of the leads for the work groups perhaps coordinate not only with Alice but with each other so there is a sense of conformity and similarity between what we have in mind for this?
Certainly, and make that each of the co-leads, if you will, or co-chairs or chair and deputy, as each of you will be having second person. Yes, of course.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Brian. Peter here again. Cheryl's third point again. I disagree. I agree with the diagnosis. The need that we need to continue being accountable and responsible in relation to public comments. But I disagree. I think if the prescription for that is for one of our work teams to assume the responsibility of the team that's looking into accountability and transparency doesn't have to function as our team's conduit to the public. I think that's perfectly obviously a staff and if necessary, a chair function. We do have to have a whole global team response to all public comments that come in. There needs to be a formal mechanism for dealing with that. I don't think it's the job of any one of the individual teams to be responding and acknowledging public comment that's come in. But I think Cheryl's absolutely right that to have identified the need. So can we have a staff mechanism that can be supervised by, part of Brian and Manal's job to make sure it's being done properly, that all inputs to the team get some kind of formal acknowledgement?
Yeah, I'm happy to take that on, Peter, and I noted Kieran's rec suggestion on the list as well. I'll take that on as a discrete task and make sure that each of the commenters hears back from the review team, and thanking them for their inputs.
Brian, Cheryl, it might be worthwhile noting for the record that, of course, we have already reacted with at least sort of a glorified read receipt for any comments that have come into the list addresses as well. So we are already in process to a reactive mechanism there.
Okay. Very good. We'll pick that up as a task and make sure that that happens, not just for those that are received, but those that are received ongoing. Anything else on team number three's report? Okay. Thank you, Cheryl. Moving on, team number four. Unfortunately, Warren Edelman is not on the call. Yes, James, are you in a position to report in at Warren's instruction?
Yes, I have Warren's update to relay to the group, if that's acceptable.
That's acceptable, please.
Okay. So team working group number four has circulated a final draft of its proposed work plan. We've received comments from a couple of the members, some extensive comments from Cheryl. Those were refined into the second version and submitted. I think at this point, we've received no additional comments, but we would like to consider this our go-forward plan, which I can certainly submit to Alice or Olaf or the working group as a whole for review. But it essentially involves examining the existing mechanisms for board review, as well as two proposed mechanisms from the independent review last year, and evaluating them based on some defined criteria. What we'd like to do is the next step is convene this working group four, that's Larry, Lily, Cheryl, and Chris, along with Warren and myself. We'd like to convene later this week in a brief teleconference to kick off the effort, and I'd like to circulate a doodle poll to check availability for that.
Very good. Any other comment, and I would encourage the working teams to organize your work as you see fit. We're going to have deliverables for the call 2 weeks from now. We're going to have deliverables in Beijing, so it's entirely up to you how you organize, whether it's calls or email or some other form. Any other comment on working team four? Okay, before we finish out this this part of the agenda, let's discuss the intersection of Berkman's work, or the commencement of Berkman's work, along with the working group's work. We had structured the engagement with Berkman to call for a midterm report that would be delivered just prior to the Beijing meeting. Since we're about 4 weeks away from that, we need to discuss as a team what our expectations are for that deliverable. I will circulate as soon as it is finalized the contract, but the contract calls for Berkman to do case studies consistent with the ones that were identified by the community. We've enumerated those there, the introduction of new GTLDs, including possibly the expression of interest proposal, implementation recommendation team, the role of the GAC in that context, vertical integration. Number two was a .XXX domain application and decision, and number three was the DNS cert proposal. In addition to those identified case studies, Berkman had also in his proposal articulated three phases of work that they'll undertake that result in a final report in the second week of October with synthesis and recommendations to the review team. So clearly in starting the work, Berkman's going to have to do research on documentation, schedule some interviews and other forms of data collection between now and Beijing for the case studies that they're expected to do. So I guess the question to the team is, with 4 weeks between now and Beijing, what are the expectations in terms of Berkman's deliverables and with specificity to how that work will intersect with the working group teams, because there's been some noted interest as to coordination on that front. The floor is open. Let's see if there's any hands up.
Brian, it's Chris. Are we able to ask Berkman to perhaps tell us briefly what they think, given the change in the timing?
Certainly. Not a bad idea. Rob, are you still there? Or Caroline?
Sure. Hi, I'm sorry. I think we did lose Rob. I'm happy to discuss revising the timeline with you. I think Cheryl's points were very well taken over here. We would love to be able to create a liaison with the different working groups and certainly to facilitate the best use of our work and coordinating it with yours, and I'm certainly open to moving forward on that in any way possible. As part of our work plan, we still very much intend to begin the data collection that Brian described, in particular moving forward on some of the interviews, which I imagine and know that we'll need to work closely with all of you on setting up, particularly I think with regard to that and establishing what sources of data we'll want to review in the process leading up to Beijing. So to the extent that we're able to discuss that here, and I can certainly work with Orth and Rob to facilitate that communication and ideally come up with contact points with each of the working groups, I think that would be a great way to move forward in the coming weeks.
Caroline, are you, in terms of your role in the group, could you define a bit for us your role on the Berkman team?
Sure, I'm happy to. So I'm actually a project coordinator here at the Berkman Center, and I believe I'm joined by a colleague, Laura Miyakawa, who's also facilitating the coordination of the plan. And essentially, we liaise between the principal investigators, including Orth and Rob, John Palfrey, Jonathan Zittrain, and Jack Goldsmith, who are obviously leading the effort. And we coordinate between them and a number of interns and others as far as developing the cases themselves, doing the background research, and setting up consultations with interviewees and other experts who are feeding into the process. We're also responsible for developing a repository of resources and ideally facilitating connection points with your working groups as the process develops and moves forward.
Very good. So you'll be coordinating the interviews, if you will, and the calls and the meetings with any ICANN staffers or other members of the community pursuant to the case studies.
Yes. Yep. So certainly during this, in recent weeks, we've been focusing our efforts on starting to develop a review of relevant literature, familiarizing ourselves with a number of different resources and other things, engaging initially certainly with the PIs and their particular interest in developing the case studies, and obviously moving forward with coordinating various interns who can facilitate the process. Certainly in this next stage, as we work towards finalizing the work plan and our coordination with you, I would love to be able to finalize how we can best liaise with each of your team members and certainly set up the different interviews.
Well, I'll suggest that. I'm sorry, someone's got their hand up.
Yes, Brian, this is Manal.
Yes, Manal.
If I may suggest that, as possible, the Berkman coordination would be with the entire team and not only with the work groups, because I really see the work of Berkman as the glue that would integrate the work of the four work groups, because as we all agreed, the case studies are cross-cutting through the scope of all work groups. So I would really like to see this coordinated as much as possible through, with the entire review team, if colleagues agree.
Thank you, Manal.
Yeah, Peter here. I agree, Manal.
There's a green tick next to my name, but the attendees list doesn't give us the space to show we're agreeing.
Oh, there it is. You're visible, Cheryl.
Yeah, Brian, it's Chris. I agree too, but I have a question. Maybe I missed it, but I thought we were. My question was, can we get an idea from Burton about timing?
We haven't.
I think.
Yeah, that's right. It's timing and substance and how much can be delivered in the time that we have.
I think that's the key question, how much can be delivered in the time we have.
Yeah, and Caroline, being one of the persons who would normally set up the interviews as part of the data collection, what is your sense in terms of the basically four-week window that we have here of what would be possible in that aspect of your data collection?
Sure. I mean, I think that obviously the timeline is more compressed than we had originally hoped. I think we'd love to, the extent possible, obviously front-load setting up those interviews. We have done, thinking on it, obviously, and initial research, and to the extent that we can work with you to set those up, I think we'll do our best to make as much progress as we can in the coming 4 weeks. I think it would be useful perhaps to hear from you what your expectations are as far as this window goes and ideally how we could best support and feed into your process in the coming weeks.
Okay. I mean, my own sense is that what we're likely to receive, putting firm titles to the side, we had asked for a midterm report. I think what we're going to be able to receive realistically is a progress report of some nature come Beijing, given the fact that there's 4 weeks for you to conduct as much data collection and interviews as you can. And the important thing is going to be, from Berkman's side, being able to identify in the working group streams the relevant data that you can bring to those working group efforts and when they might be available. You've heard some working groups say, look, I can't really come to a recommendation until I have the full Berkman report, and that's likely to be October. You've heard others say, I might be able to begin developing or identifying possible recommendations in a shorter time frame. So I think that's one of the areas we're going to need from you some specific input as to what your deliverable timetable is, when it can be received by the respective working groups.
That certainly makes sense from our end. I'm not sure if it's appropriate to do this in this call, but I think to the extent that we can connect directly with these working groups, obviously I've been keeping minutes, and it does feel as though there are some that are more ready to begin moving towards recommendations or operating on different timelines. And certainly as a next step, connecting with those leads, clarifying what the timeline is and what the deliverable is, I think certainly we'll want to make as much progress as we can in the next 4 weeks and provide you with a progress report that's useful to your Beijing meeting. So I'm happy to make sure that we get that process underway as soon as possible.
And thank you. And you've heard there's some sentiment on the team that we not have a decentralized communication stream between Berkman and the respective working groups, that this be coordinated through the entire team. So we're going to have to respect that sentiment, and I think that's the proper. I agree with that sentiment. So we'll structure the communications so that they are in the full view of the team, and we don't get any splintered communications between Berkman and a working group that might create some disconnects down the road.
That sounds great from our end too. I think it sounds like absolutely the right approach, and we'd love to work with you on that.
Okay, what I'm going to suggest with the team's approval is that I schedule a call for myself and Manal with Berkman in the coming week in advance of certainly the next call that's 2 weeks from now, so we can put a finer point on what possibly can be delivered, and we'll report that back to the team and get a stronger sense of what we can expect come Beijing. Is that acceptable to the team?
Yep. Brian, Peter here. Yep. Peter, that sounds like a good way to move. I think the reality is that if we agree that we're getting a progress report, not a midpoint report in Beijing, which will still be very helpful, is that we look at when the midpoint report will be coming. I don't think we want to change that concept. We're looking at changing its timing, it seems to me. So if you could include that in your discussions, that would be helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I wasn't trying to be mechanistic there in using term progress report. I'm not trying to change. We expect a midterm report, but your point is taken, and we'll have that conversation with Berkman. Okay. Let's discuss, is there any other item, any other discussion on the working groups, point number three, or we can move to point number four?
Well, this is Larry. When are you going to take up Chris's recommendation? Because it kind of flows from what you were just talking about.
Which recommendation from Chris?
About putting out an announcement about Berkman and alerting people that they may be contacting folks, that sort of thing.
Oh, absolutely. That's we'll take that up as soon as I have the contract finalized, Larry. I intend to follow up on all those items, put out the announcement. We have a letter that's ready to go to Rod. That will go out as well as soon as the contract is finalized. So I think each of those items will happen. And I also get back to people who have filed comments and let them know that we've heard from them. All those things will happen immediately. And Peter, obviously, there will be a premium on scheduling time with ICANN staff, perhaps ICANN board members, and other members of the community. So, obviously, anything that you can do to encourage board members, to encourage staff to make themselves available as soon as possible, is going to be very, very important to getting the work moving forward.
Yep, sure.
Okay, so Caroline, if you'd talk to Rob and anybody else who can have a call with myself and Manal this week so we can put a finer point on what the deliverables are, we'll pick that up and report. Thank you.
Great, thank you very much.
Okay, number four, if we're done with number three, which is the input, the analysis of community input. We've talked about this a bit already. We have Fiona's very good summary, or I should say index, of the comments. ICANN staff, as they do in the normal course, preparing a summary of their own. I just want to ask the question. I recognize that given the nature of this exercise and given the nature of some of the comments that have been filed by members of the community, there would be not that there isn't always, but certainly concern from commenters that their comments are properly and fully summarized. So in putting out these documents, Fiona's documents, I certainly would be careful about characterizing it as a summary of comments. It's certainly, she's done a good faith effort to identify rough, what I would call highlights of comments, and they're in shorter form. I just want to put a note out there that it's going to be very important that each member of the review team read all of the comments, that you read the comments that are specific to your working group, and to the extent that the staff provided summary, the ICANN staff provided summary, or even Fiona's document can be improved from your reading of the summaries, that we should provide those editorial suggestions for both the staff summary and for Fiona's document. I think this is one of those areas where the team could, or ICANN could get some unnecessary and avoidable feedback from the community, from commenters suggesting that they're not happy with how their remarks have been characterized, despite good faith efforts to do just that. So I'm going to ask and insist on every comment being read and any editorial suggestions for improvement to be made, either to the Fiona document or to ICANN staff document that will be coming through all off. And I do want to pick up on one of the point that you mentioned, Caroline. You said that part of what you do or are going to do on the Berkman team is, I thought you said, something about document management or resource management. Is that correct?
Yes, yes it is.
So is that an inventory of source documents, community comments? Can you give me a sense of what you'd be doing on that front?
As far as creating a repository of information, because we have a team here that's working on different facets of this and different case studies, just a repository of information, primarily at this stage, doing a literature review of academic articles and other pieces. We've also begun work on mining various elements of public comments. But again, I think we would want to work closely with you and the working group teams to determine which sources are the best. We'd love to utilize the resources that you have available as well.
And the public comments that are received by this group could be part of that repository?
That would be great, yes.
Okay, let's make that an item of discussion for our call this week.
Excellent, thank you.
Ron, Cheryl here.
Yes, Cheryl.
Hi, thanks. Just 2 points very briefly. One is I think the very careful usage that Fiona put in, even her title of the column of the word highlights is very important, and I think we need to just sort of reiterating what Brian was saying about be very careful about our use of language. We've had significant criticism come in from the community during the Brussels face-to-face and indeed in the public comment sections on what happens when things are summarised. And yet we all know that there is an utter impracticability of things only going in full text as is there to be worked on. So we do have a thorny issue to try and grapple with. And the second point was I wondered if we might have some estimates, if not firm dates, even if it's plus or minus 2 or 3 days, as to when these staff comments, when the staff work on the public comments will be completed.
Yeah, actually, I've just received a summary from Olaf this morning that I'll circulate to the review team.
Certainly for work group 3, this is fairly crucial information.
Yeah. But as you know, in discussing this with Manal, nothing acts as a substitute for reading the comment in their entirety. So, moving on, do we have any other comments on item number 4? Okay, number 5, document management and administrative support. Manal and I did have a very good call with Denise Michelle. This goes back about a week. Thank you, Peter, for going back to staff and communicating our request for additional resources. But we had a very good discussion about our need for document management and administrative support. Denise is looking for additional resources on that front. And Olaf, of course, has been helpful in preparing the first iteration of summaries of the public comments. So we're waiting to hear back from Denise on if there is an additional person who can act as that single set of eyes that I referred to before to really manage the entire universe of sources that we're going to rely on and use in our work, and also now who can collaborate with the Berkman team in terms of universal document management and administrative support. And we'll report back in what we hear from Denise in terms of available resources. Manal, was there anything else on that?
No, Brian, that's it. I mean, as soon as we hear from Denise, we'll share with the whole team.
Okay. Any other questions on document management or administrative support? All right, moving on to other business. Yes, Manal.
Brian, if I just may add, that this is not a substitute for a second person we're looking for. If you remember our call, that the person from ICANN would be more as acting as the history of the ICANN documents and everything that has to do with the ICANN, but that we would still need someone working in parallel with the ICANN staff. Denise would come back with.
Agreed. Agreed. And at this point, depending on our conversation with Caroline, that may in fact be the Berkman or someone on the Berkman team, but we'll need to explore that on the call this week and see what's
exactly.
Available there. Moving on to other business, face-to-face meetings, Beijing and Cartagena. Let's start with Beijing. Mr. Zhang, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Great.
Good to speak with you. Can you tell us, I know that there were a couple of hotel names put forward. Do we have a confirmed hotel, and are the meetings to be held in the hotel that's recommended or at some other site?
Could ask Ms. Gordon to give you some suggested accommodation? Yes, okay. Yes, sir. I ask Ms. Gordon
okay.
to do a little explanation about the meeting in Beijing.
Okay, this is Feng speaking. And we recommend the hotel venue is the Hotel Nico New Century Beijing. And we have locked the meeting room in that hotel. And we suppose every review team member to be stayed at the same hotel to have that meeting.
Okay. And the name of the hotel again was, Will?
It's Hotel Nico New Century Beijing, and I think email all of you the hotel names, and let's take this opportunity to I would encourage each review team member to make you a reservation at that hotel as early as possible, because late August is going to be a very busy period in Beijing.
Okay. Thank you for that recommendation. Alice, is that something we could talk about offline in terms of getting the reservations done? I think we have... I know
Cheryl,
that Warren...
Yes, Brian, we did actually have emails circulated to the ATRD list on this. So perhaps if Alice just recirculates it in case some of us missed the email. But Manal noted this hotel, and indeed Mr. Gill has already today certainly sent out an email concerning the room for the meeting is booked, etc. So I think some of us are sort of missing some of the thread, that's all.
Very good. In terms of attendees and reservations at the hotel, per your conversation, we'll get those confirmations done quickly. I do know that Warren and Louis won't be able to attend.
They'll be doing remote, won't they? Teleconferencing?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And behind the scenes, we've been seeing what technical capabilities are available at the hotel. Whether it's a matter of having a phone bridge in the room, a physical phone in the room for Warren and Louis to call into, but we're still working on those details to get the technical facilities in place and get them in place at a cost-effective basis.
Yes, we are coordinating those matters with Alice, and is in progress.
Very good. Are there any issues with regard to visas, paperwork? Is everything processing accordingly?
We have a process the visa notification paper for most of the review team member who requested to apply for a visa to China. And we are now processing Willie's invitation letter, and we will send out soon.
Very good. Are there any other items to report on the Beijing meeting?
Cheryl here, Brian. Just a question with the logistics. I've had really positive feedback from a community who like to listen, watch, and be engaged with our activities about how much they like the stream system that this meeting is going out under. Is that something that logistically we'll be able to offer out of the Beijing venue? Just pose it as a question. It would be good if we could.
This is the Adobe Connect.
No, we're streaming at the moment, stream.icann.org/ATRT, and I'm getting really positive feedback from the community on that.
Very good. Yeah, we've asked the question of what tools are available. I'll make sure that was included on the overall list. And
okay.
Secondly, are asking independently, is there does the hotel have the technical resource who is capable of operating the platforms? That's an important question that we've asked independently, so we'll get you an answer on that.
Brian, I wonder if we could actually start looking at the structure of the time in Beijing, and just an idea I just thought of, so it may not be terribly helpful, but you know, the first half, we've got 2 days, it seems, the Monday and the Tuesday. If the first half of the first day be spent with the individual working groups working together to compile material, and then have the second half them hearing, presenting that, and then another half day interfacing with Berkman, and then the last half, you know, doing wrap up and where we go next or something. I think we need to start thinking about what the actual timetable for the meeting is going to be.
Brian, it's Chris. Can I respond to
yes,
that for a second?
Yeah.
Peter, I think it's a good idea to try and work out the time. There is a challenge with having the working groups meet individually if you're on more than one working group.
Yes, thank you.
yeah, and some of us are going to need to be cloned.
and honestly, look, if I could also, without wishing to be rude to anybody, note that if the working groups are leaving their work until getting to Beijing, you know, really that work needs to be done beforehand. So I'm not sure there's a lot to be gained. It might be more useful for them to meet briefly afterwards or during rather than before.
Well, originally I'd wondered about taking time immediately after for those of us who were going to be on the ground, but that probably is logistically more difficult, so we'll just have to do our best.
I certainly agree with Chris that most of the work's got to be done before we get there. Wasn't suggesting at all that we hold up till then, but okay. Well, that was just an opener. If people can structure the time better, I think if we know in advance what that structure is, and if chores have to be allocated, we all work better at the deadline.
Let's put some thought to that. I think there certainly is merit in having some time carved out to have an interaction with Berkman, and my sense would be that having that on day two would probably be best, because it would give us at least a day as a team to have some concrete discussions. So that piece certainly makes sense. We have the logistical difficulty of multiple memberships on multiple working groups, and we'll work through that problem. But what we'll do is put together a straw man agenda for the 2 days and put it out to the list.
Brian, just a technical, logistical comment about Berkman. If it's not going to be, and this is not just about cost saving, but if it's not going to be the midterm report, would it be better for Berkman to join electronically, or would it still be value in having them meet members of the team coming to meet people?
Well, we can certainly meet with them telephonically from Beijing, correct? I mean, we can have a conference call with them for a period of time during the 2 days.
Right.
Is that what you mean?
Well, I had assumed that members of the team would actually be present in Beijing to deliver the midterm report, and just wonder if they're not going to be doing that. Is there still value in having members of the team meet with members of our group, or whether this at this point it should be done electronically with meetings perhaps at a later date?
I guess that's a question we can take up with Berkman this week, because it does come down to timing and what they can deliver. So we'll take that question up, Manal and I, with the Berkman team and see what their thoughts are. Okay. Anything else in Beijing? Okay. Let's discuss Cartagena. There's questions on the list about the hotel we're staying at, or the two different hotels, and Chris has a reservation somewhere already. What is the status of the hotels in Cartagena? Alice, do you have that?
Actually, staff is going there mid-August to check the hotels, and then they will let us know which hotel matches our needs and expectancies for the, well, for the team, basically. So at this stage, I'm not really in a position to recommend a hotel, but we'll soon know. I mean, as soon as they get there, we'll know.
Okay.
Cheryl,
go ahead, Cheryl.
Just on that. As one of the people who is a sponsored, an ICANN sponsored traveller to ICANN meetings, we often find out where we're staying from ICANN travel, community travel support, you know, 10 days out if we're lucky. So perhaps Alice might need to work fairly closely with the team on meetings and perhaps travel constituency travel support, just to ensure that those of us who are you know, working under the ICANN scheme of supported travel, I assume that's Peter as well, you know, are all somehow coordinated and synchronised properly.
Fine, it's Chris. Cheryl, I think that's right. I think what we need, I think we're sort of talking around this, and we haven't really said what we're talking about. For a number of people on this team, you know, we'll stay where we stay simply because we're there for all sorts of reasons. So maybe what we need to do is to get clear on who is hanging out to hear about their hotel specifically on this team, and get clear about the fact that these reservations are going to be made presumably on their behalf by ICANN, and therefore presumably are going to come out of what we can loosely refer to as the ICANN allocation of rooms. And if that's not correct, if we need to make special arrangements, then we just need to get on and do that. So if we can get clear whether the team's accommodation, as is needed by this team, is going to just be dealt with in the normal course of ICANN meeting events, then the problem is solved.
Fair points, Chris. Let's just take a step back, though, because there was some also discussion about, do we meet at the front end, do we meet at the back end, how long are we meeting? And I think that's going to impact us as much as anything else. And to that discussion, my takeaway from the last call that we had was that the sentiment of the team was that we are going to be in Cartagena primarily to deliver to the community. Not formally deliver. We have to deliver these recommendations to the board by December 31st, but we're basically going to be delivering to the community the nearly final recommendations, which will have had the benefit of public comment by that point in time, and that we weren't going to be engaging in a kind of interaction with the community and you know, solicitation of community feedback on these recommendations, that this was really almost ceremonial, you know, sort of action in Cartagena. If that's the case, then, you know, the need for meetings beforehand, certainly I could see a meeting, an hour, half a day, sitting down as a team to be sure that we're confident and comfortable with what we're about to report out to the community, but not need for much more meeting time would make sense. Is there a different sense of the review team about what it is we're doing in Cartagena?
This is Larry. I generally agree with what you said, but I do think that even if we're near final, there would be a big advantage to being able to have 90 minutes to 2 hours with the board to talk, just to kind of get their feedback, because I don't see in this our schedule any place where we kind of hear back from the board. And before going to final, I think that would be a good exchange to schedule, which then might lead to a certain amount of work effort after that to discuss and incorporate any final changes we want to make based on what we hear from them. But I would hope that could be done early in the week, and not require any stay over past the 10th in order to conclude that work. In terms of meeting ahead of time, I don't know exactly when it is we're going to be doing any of the modifications to the recommendations based on the community input we get, because that period closes out when? I can't remember the date.
If it's 30 days, it'll be roughly mid-November. If the comment period were extended to 45, it would be right into the beginning of December, right up against the meeting.
Yeah, so if we had the longer comment period, there might be some benefit to having, before the meeting gets fully underway, that we all could get together just to reflect and relate to what we get from the community. Those are my observations.
I think the suggestion about meeting with the board.
Cheryl, sorry, I've stepped away from the computer.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. Go ahead.
Thank you. I wasn't sure if someone else had their hand up. I just want to get in line.
I don't see anybody else's hand up.
Okay. Just picking up on what Larry said, this is just saying more and more that what we should be doing is looking at maybe a couple of hours, half day perhaps, at the beginning. Which also helps with some of what I thought we were being told about logistics in terms of meeting space, et cetera, at the end of the meeting. So it pushes it to perhaps the Saturday morning or Friday afternoon or whatever works with travel.
Fabio here.
Yes, Fabio.
I agree with what Larry said, but we essentially have two sort of inputs that we have to take into account in Cartagena. One is the public input that will come from one source. The other one, if you want, is the interaction with the board. That's another form of input that we have to take into account. We will probably need, as Brian suggested, just an hour before we meet the board. But I imagine that after having met the board, we would want to spend at least a half a day going through the input that we have received. I don't think that there'll be anything spectacular, but what if there were two or three very good proposals that would turn upside down our recommendations? So we need to foresee an hour before the meeting of the board, and then perhaps half a day. But there is also another point. I certainly agree with everybody that we should not be staying over beyond the action period. But some of us are there just for the face-to-face meeting of the review team, not for other ICANN business. So if we could narrow down the period when we physically have to be in Cartagena to, say, to 3 days, that would help.
Brian, can I just help? I think there seems to be general agreement that there's at least two sessions that need to be had. One is feedback in some form of public forum, and I think staff are working on the timing for that. The best days for that are Wednesday and Thursday when there are public forums, and I'm fairly sure with enough notice we can schedule a 60-minute or 90-minute presentation, which would be a presentation, discussion on what we've published in part of the public comments. That's the usual ICANN way. If we then looked at some time with the board, it would be possible, again, early enough if we get onto it, to schedule some time on Friday with the board after the board meeting closes. You may not get Rod and I for all of that, but most of the board would be available for some of that time in the afternoon. And then the team could meet again on the Saturday to finalise anything that's been learned as a result. That would be sort of like possibly Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. That seems to be the tightest timetable for those events. The only other alternative is coming early and meeting with the board in the weekend before things start. But I think that's going to drag things out too long.
So, Peter, what specific days were you pointing to? I'm seeing as it starts on Saturday the 4th, correct, of December?
I don't have the dates in front of me, but the Wednesday or Thursday when there are public forums scheduled, we have a concept in the scheduling of group time. So if we could get some of the group time for a session, that would be Wednesday or Thursday, and then meeting with the board on Friday after the board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And and then a team meeting on Saturday to say, well, what have we learned? What changes do we need to make? What do we do between now and finalising our report? That would be a fairly tight timetable for those of us who are not there all week.
Right. Yeah. And on the back end.
This is Larry. Is there any chance of doing that, though, at the front end? I mean, if we will have just gone through a 45-day public consultation and have gotten comments back, I certainly see the benefit of doing a public forum sometime during the week. In my mind, it's a little more than a formality. We need to do it, but I don't think we're going to get much of new substance in the course of that. The substance will come in whatever written materials we get. If it's a chance to sit down with the board earlier in the week, when perhaps they're less frazzled from whatever their work schedule is, I would see that as a big advantage. And I know last time we did them on a Sunday, and that seemed to work well before the rest of the ICANN meeting got into full gear. And so I'm just wondering if we could try to collapse our work into the front end of this as opposed to the back end.
Can I respond to Larry's comment? I agree with you, Larry. There's a couple of possibilities, it seems to me. I think the point about the public forum is interesting. I hadn't thought of that we would be doing that. I had assumed rather that what we would be doing is effectively a presentation, which would affect, we actually would be on the Monday, which is when the normal sort of stuff like that is done. And I'm also, I also had a slight concern about meeting with the board on the Friday after the board meeting. I mean, by that stage, anyone who's been at the full ICANN meeting for that whole week is not going to be in great shape. So, and I also think that from the point of view of getting board input, the earlier in the week that we do it, the better. But, you know, it's just a question of getting clear what these meetings are for, I think.
Fabio here?
Yes, Fabio.
I would support what Larry has just said. That would mean if we could meet with the board Sunday the 5th in the afternoon, we could have a meeting, a short meeting among ourselves Sunday morning. In the afternoon, we could meet the board. Then on the 6th, we could meet as a team for 3-4 hours, half a day. And that essentially would be it. Then those of us, those of the team who are still in Cartagena for other reasons, might have a public forum on the 8th or the 9th, whenever that is possible, but on that occasion, not the whole team has to be there. So essentially, the face-to-face meeting would be the 5th and the 6th.
Brian, this is Manel.
Yes, mm-hmm.
I think also on the logistics part, we're going to be challenged if we run after the ICANN meetings. I think Alice already mentioned in her email that we might be challenged to find place and internet connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brian, what are the arguments against going for the 5th and the 6th?
I wouldn't say arguments again. I would echo the point that others have made, which is I'd much rather meet with the board at the front end of the week than the back end, when at the end of the week everyone is washed out physically, to meet them when they're at the beginning of their week and a fresher mind makes much more sense to me. Peter, you're in a better position to understand the board's schedule. Is the Sunday or Monday, or that first part of a meeting, feasible?
Well, I just made a joke online, but I do want to detune this energy exercise. We actually are there all week, and we work all week, and we meet on Friday, and we keep working through the rest of the week, and many of us work on the Saturday and the Sunday afterwards. So let's not get too carried away about the freshness, etc. It's a fact, but not a terribly important one. The difficulty with the meeting earlier is getting into the schedule. So I managed to do it last time, but I'm not sure we'll be able to do it this time. I mean, I'm certainly open to trying. What we had to do last time was reshuffle all of the board committee meetings and various other, you know, we've got a fairly well-trodden track for the Saturday and the Sunday. But if that's what people want, we can give it a go. If that works for other reasons, to do it on the first Sunday.
Brian, Fabio again.
Yes, Fabio.
Brian, Eric in the line.
Eric, please.
That don't
Fabio first, then Eric.
That don't seem to be any counterindication against this idea of meeting together, board, and again together on the 5th and the 6th or something like this. But what we need is some confirmation from Peter about the possibility of meeting the board, ideally on the 5th, and we need that rapidly because our needs in terms of accommodation and flights depend on meeting on those two, three days. When could Peter give us a confirmation that a meeting with the board is indeed possible on Sunday the 5th?
I don't know. Within a couple of weeks, I would imagine.
Okay. Peter, if you could explore that for us.
Yep, happy to try.
Peter, would it help? Peter, it's Chris. Would it help you if instead of you having to do it, Brian wrote to say to Diane and said that we've discussed this and could she start the process?
I think I've probably got slightly greater influence on the process than a letter from an outside team.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Fabio again. Clearly, we are in the hands of Peter, but if he could anticipate on those 2 weeks, because it's I understand that the situation in terms of accommodation will not be easy.
Yes, well, we need your feedback as soon as you can get it to us, Peter, so the rest of the arrangements can be made.
So the specific request is it possible to get time with the board on Sunday?
Yes,
Sunday the 5th, yeah.
Okay. Other points on Cartagena?
Me, Eric.
Eric, there you are. Please.
Yes, thank you. I am the only one that suggests that at the end of the week to have the meeting. Not only because to have meetings with another people is more to have time to all, like a group, to prepare our final report with the inputs and comments that we can receive in Cartagena meeting. Especially because all of us, in all the week, we will have our own meetings from our constituencies, in special the people that will be in the Cartagena meeting, not only for the review team meeting. So I really strongly suggest to have an internal meeting, maybe one more day at the final of the last day, the Friday, to only working with the input that we can receive.
You mean a team meeting as opposed to the meeting with the board?
Yes, yes.
We can do that electronically, though, can't we, Brian? We don't have to necessarily do it in person.
We can do it with the members who remain on the ground in Cartagena, bring others in electronically. We can do that, Eric. I think the key right now is when can we meet with the board? If Peter comes back and says Sunday's on, I think we structure accordingly, and if he comes back and says Sunday's not on, then we're all switching gears.
I understand clearly that the necessity to have the meeting with the board. So I don't only want to have the meeting with the board. Also, on all the week in Cartagena meeting, we can have more comments, more times to dialogue with the different constituencies and groups. But if you believe that is only with a meeting with the board will be enough.
Well, I think we've talked about meeting with the board, which makes sense, and we've talked about the possibility of, you know, a session with the public where recommendations are read out or near final recommendations are read out, and there's an opportunity for some feedback. I don't think there was any discussion about other meetings as we did in Brussels about meeting with each constituency. I think on the table is meeting with the board, possibly a meeting with the public, which I would be in favor of. I think that makes good sense. And then the meetings that the team has to have with itself.
Well, I will follow the majority.
Okay, anything else on Cartagena? Okay.
Okay, I think we're just about at time. We have a couple more minutes, and we have the survey tool. Cheryl, I assume, is something you'd like to pick up.
Yeah, thanks for that, Brian. Just bringing your memories back to earlier discussions on budget and also the test run that some of you looked at a set of sample questions drawn from the questions we posed to the public comments, the community for the public comments on how we may or may not be able to get some measurables so that a future review team can look at a shift of opinion on a number of questions. At that stage, such a tool was costed at about $3,000 US. There's 2 points. Is this now with Berkman going to be a duplication? If so, that's great. We don't need to worry about it. If this sort of tool getting some measurables, you know, on a scale of 1 to 5, how do you, the community, feel about X, Y, Z? If Berkman are going to have any form of alternate metrics for us to get out of this work at this time to use as baseline and then future benchmarking, was the approval of the budget inclusive of that amount or not?
Well, there was no amount that was earmarked to this type of a tool. There was an amount that was at one stage, which is generically for document management and administrative support.
Okay.
And I think there were sufficient dollars in that category to cover this sort of thing if we wanted to. But I would ask, I think we should ask Berkman, as you suggested, Cheryl, you know, to the extent to that they may be doing public surveys or attitude surveys. Caroline, are you still on the phone?
Yes, I am. Yep.
Yeah, could you? I know I've talked with Urs about this a little bit this morning. To what extent can you suggest that you'd be doing outreach to the public or survey of public attitudes or community attitudes as part of your work?
With measurables.
I'm sorry. I think I will defer to Urs on that. I haven't been in the loop in this morning's conversation. I think certainly part of the original proposal incorporated some version of having stakeholder feedback and broader public outreach, and I think one of the conceptions was a series of working meetings, but as far as metrics goes, I'd be happy to speak with him about that and report back to this group.
Brian, I think this is Peter here. I think this is a helpful discussion because most of us were a bit surprised at the questions because we didn't understand. We hadn't ever had a discussion about the purpose of this. If the purpose of this is to set up a benchmark for continuing reviews, which I think is actually a good idea, I don't think it's the job of the review team to do that. I think remembering that what we are reviewing is ICANN's ability and steps in reviewing itself, the obligations under the affirmation of commitments are to do these things and then to check how well they're doing. And if this is something ICANN isn't doing, then it's a very good suggestion, and this might even be a specific recommendation. You know, use a tool like this, asking questions like this, and do the measuring. I'm not sure it's the job of the review team to do a one-time sample of that, which is different from Berkman taking other samples about what the current state of the community's views on these things is. So I think we've got a number of issues tangled up a bit here.
Cheryl here, Brian. As one of the co-authors with you on the original discussion on measurables and their worth for the ATRT to have access to and for future ATRTs to have access through that we discussed in Marina Del Rey, I must say I'm disappointed if we have got issues tangled up. The team wasn't particularly concerned about who or how got metrics, but I did believe we were all in agreement that some form of metrics should be sought. Brian, perhaps as co-author of that, you should take off your chair hat and make a comment.
Well, I'll certainly make a comment. Yeah, metrics is something that we discussed in Marina Del Rey. I don't see it outside the purview of the review team to integrate a discussion of metrics into its recommendations. Whether the review team makes a specific recommendation about in fine granular detail that this type of metric should be adopted by the board is a separate question in my mind. But bringing metrics
into the recommendations in some form and using this sort of survey tool as possibly a source of information about metrics seems appropriate.
But Brian, the discussion in Marina Del Rey about metrics was what are the standards are going to be used for measuring, you know, the board's self-assessment. The board has a self-assessment process. That has to be measured and assessed. The issue is by what standard and what metrics are going to be used to assess the board's use of that particular tool and the way it publishes the results, just to take one example. Now, a community survey asking generic questions doesn't get anywhere near meeting that. Or take the board's process, you know, the process for electing and appointing new directors, and there's a process for examining that. Sampling the public on those doesn't answer the question as to what are the metrics that are going to be used in all of the different assessments that are going to be made. So the much more important question about metrics is what are all the metrics that are going to be used for all the assessments? And this kind of general sampling, what do you think about high-level questions of members of the public, I think it's quite useful, and it would create standards for future measurement. I accept that. But that cannot be the answer to the metrics question, the discussion that we had in Marina Del Rey. This is a separate topic, seems to me.
Okay. Brian, it seems with the hour coming up, also the half hour coming up, that we have a clear and rather major agenda item for our next meeting.
We are at the half hour. What I'll do is, Cheryl, if you could submit, I've got a copy of the tool from you, but I'll submit that to Caroline and Rob at Berkman, and as we have a call within this week, get their thoughts about.
Could you also pass on to them the discussion paper that we as a team looked at in Marina Del Rey, so they have a sense of where we were coming from?
Yes.
I assume there's also some transcript or recordings of that discussion that might also be of use to them?
We'll have a fulsome discussion. Yeah. We'll have a fulsome discussion this week with Berkman. Yes.
As long as we get measurables out, that's fine.
I heard an intervention.
Might have just been me agreeing with Cheryl.
Okay, I'm sorry. It was muted. I didn't hear. Okay, any other discussions on the survey tool? Any other business?
Perhaps, Fabio, here a second. I put that in one of the emails that I sent around, I think, to Chris. We should not be forgetting to translate into the languages that we have used for the questions to the community the draft recommendations that will be put out for public consultation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So noted. Any other business? Okay, hearing none, we'll call the call to a close and speak with you all in 2 weeks' time.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.